Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Greater Is In You Radio with me, Bishop Lawrence F. Wright of Greater Harvest Church International and Greater Is In You LLC. Well, today's broadcast, we're going to be looking at something very interesting. Being anointed. What is it? How many times have you heard about someone being anointed, having the anointing? They lost their anointing, even the re-anointing I've heard. But we're going to dive into what exactly is being anointed. What does it mean to be anointed? What is expected of you, if there's anything to be expected of you at all in being anointed? But you know how I do. Before we go there, let us jump into prayer, and then we'll get right into it. Amen? Amen. Our God and Heavenly Father, thank you so much right now for your word. Thank you, God, for watching over us and taking care of us and blessing us. Father, thank you that the words that I speak, Father, that I may decrease and that your word would increase, and that everyone that hears this message, God, can be blessed. Father, we thank you and we praise your holy name in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Or as my wife would say, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, today, like I said, being anointed, what does that mean? What is being anointed? What is that? You know, I mean, we hear about getting anointed. We hear about being anointed. We hear so many different things about the word anointing or anointed. And I finally came to the conclusion, and I've been in ministry for, oh my goodness, forever. It seems like I came out the womb with a cross and a Bible. But no, I have been in ministry for well over 10 years, that I can count on my hands. I believe about 15 years. But anyway, and I know that any time that I've ever heard anointing, I've literally just taken the word for granted and at face value. And in the process, I've done myself a disservice, as well as anyone that I've spoken to or has spoken to me. And in regards to the subject of anointing, the best case scenario that I can remember in recent years is when Ledisi, some of them call her Ledisi, some of them call her Ledisi. It was last year's Grammy or the Grammy before last year's, maybe two years ago. But she was supposed to sing a gospel song at the Grammys or the Music Awards, one or the other. And some kind of way, Beyonce ended up singing the song that Ledisi was supposed to sing. And I mean, Twitterverse and Facebook lit up like a Christmas tree, talking about, Beyonce shouldn't have done that. There was no anointing. You couldn't hear the anointing. And, I took it for granted. I took it for granted, and it was, and those things that you hear the words and you literally take that word for granted and you think you know what it means when you really don't. So, first and foremost, let's find out what the word anointed means. First, it means to smear or to rub with an oil, typically as part of a religious ceremony. That's the first reason, is to smear or to rub with oil. Also, it usually this oil is for the purpose of either healing, setting apart, or embalming. I repeat, healing, setting apart, or to embalm someone when they have been passed, when they have passed away. That is anointing. That's what the context of anointing is to be used in. Doesn't say nothing about a gift, someone's gift. Doesn't say about them being an anointed singer, actor, sower, using a song. None of that. It is for the purpose of healing, setting apart, or embalming. So I want you to just chew on that fat for a hot second while we go to this.
I love them like I do.
I love him like I do. Dietrich Haddon, Reuben Studdard, and Mary Mary. I love that song. It makes so much sense. And this song is so appropriate for this particular subject because God has set us apart. He has anointed us. He has healed us. And even in the fact that some of us have gone and passed away and are now asleep, we were anointed even in our death so that we are still set apart, that when Christ returns, we will see him as he is, and we will be changed, and we will forever be with the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, as I was saying, so it is a procedure of rubbing or smearing a person or a thing, usually with oil, for the purpose of healing, setting apart, or embalming. A person can anoint themselves and be anointed, or anoint another person or a thing. While olive oil is the most common element mentioned for use in anointing, oils produced from castor, bay, almonds, myrtles, cypress, cedar, walnut, and fish oil were also used. If you you can look at the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 12, for example, of the oil of myrrh is used as a cosmetic. The Hebrew verb is called mashash, and that's M-A-S-H-A-C-H. By the way, anointing or to be anointed falls into the verb category. So when you are anointed, when you get anointing or get receive an anointing from someone else, or you anoint yourself, this is a verb. It's an action. So some things are taking place. Some things are moving or are supposed to move because of that. Amen. The Greek verb for the word anointing or anointed is chirio, C-H-R-I-O. The noun to this, check this out, Christos. Sounds familiar? Sounds like Christ to me, which is translated anointed. Now, from ancient times, the priests and kings were ceremonially anointed as a sign of official appointment to an office, as of a symbol of a king's power upon them. This act you can find in 1 Samuel 24:6. You can also find it in Psalms 89:38. Even in Cyrus, Isaiah chapter 45:1, are called by God, anointed because of God's working through them. Israel came to see each succeeding king as God's anointed one, the Messiah who would deliver us from our enemies and establish the nation, was also anointed. And I want to look at that scripture particularly, which is Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And I read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has set me to proclaim the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed, he has set me apart to bring the good news to the poor. Isn't that something? In Psalms chapter 23, Psalms 23, we hear it all the time. Let's go to it. I want to read something to you, which I think you will get a better understanding of what of anointing. Psalms chapter 23, and we hear this, and this is one of my favorite psalms, and rightfully so. But the Lord is my shepherd. All that I need, I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. The great part about this is in verse 5 of chapter 23 of Psalms. And King David says, you honor me by anointing my head with oil. What does he mean by that? King David is saying, he's saying the Psalms to God, and he's saying, you have set me apart. You honor me. You have set me apart. You have chosen me to be a king. Also, anointing is for healing. And in this healing, when a sheep is injured or has injured his head, that shepherd would take oil out of his bag of stuff that he would have in there. And he would take the oil and he would smear it. He would pour it and smear it over that gash or that wound of the sheep. And it was, number one, it was used for healing, as what anointing is supposed to be. And in the process of this smearing the oil into that wound, it prevents anything else from coming in and infecting that wound. I don't think you heard me. Let me repeat that. The smearing of the oil, when the oil is placed on your head, in regards to the sheep, when that shepherd does that, it is for healing, of course, but it also is like a protection. It's a Band-Aid. And it stops the anything else coming in, any bugs, any gnats, anything that would irritate that open wound. Look at that. My Lord, that is serious. That is some serious stuff. In the New Testament, anoint is used to speak of daily grooming of hair, Matthew chapter 6, verse 17. For treating injury or illness, like I said, Luke chapter 10, 34, and for preparing the body for burial, Mark 16, 1. Now, this is where I want to go with this. Remember I said, you know, we've heard this on so many occasions where we hear, oh, that person is an anointed singer. Oh, that person is just anointed. The word of God says that your gift will make room for you and will place you before great men. It is your gift that places you in front of great men. It is not the anointing that does that. You can only be anointed for three reasons: for healing, to be set apart for a specific reason, whether that's to be a prophet, a priest, a high priest, or a king, or when you die, for embalming. So how did we get this notion of when someone sings that they are anointed? Where did that come from? So I'm saying all of that to say this, that we have to be very careful of the biblical terminology that we use, thinking that we're saying something to bless someone, and it's totally out of context. We would do better by saying, this person is gifted by God. That person is a gifted person by God. I would even say that person is a blessed person by God because of their gift. Because of the gift, God has put an anointing or placed an anointing, an oil smearing on his head to set them apart to do what they do. But the oil, the anointing, has nothing to do with the gift. Wow. You getting what I'm getting? That's an amazing thing to now realize and to know the truth about anointing. I hope that as you are receiving this and you're getting this for yourself, that you understand the significance of when you are reading something in God's word, to read it within the context and the confines of what in the boundary of the context of what either the prophet, man or woman of God, that wrote what whatever book you're reading from is about. What's the subject? If it has nothing to do with anointing, if you're talking about anointing, you can only speak about it in those three subject matters: healing, being set apart for service in whatever God has set you to do, and embalming in death. Otherwise, the person has a gift and is blessed. And the only way that you can use anointing in that case of a gift or talent is that God has anointed that person to put that person, or yeah, it has to be that person or a thing, because a thing can be anointed as well, has set that person or that thing apart or aside specifically for his use. Amen? Well, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, I want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity of sharing God's matchless word to you and to rightly divide the word of truth to you this morning. And I hope and pray that you got something out of it. And if you didn't, I hope that that you can pray to God and God will show you in his own quiet way of what anointing really means. Amen. Well, if you get an opportunity, please go over to www.greaterisinyou.us. Check out our website. Look me up on online on Facebook, facebook.com/greaterisinyou, as well as facebook.com/Bishop Lawrence F. Wright or Bishop L. F. Wright. Look me up on Twitter at Bishop L. F. Wright. I look forward to seeing you guys, hearing from you. I love to hear the comments and the words of encouragement. Thank you so much. And have an awesome weekend. It's Valentine's weekend. Hope everyone is, you didn't forget a teddy bear or a piece of candy or something for your loved one. She might get kind of mad. Y'all be blessed. God bless you. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Peace.
When I look back over my life, thank you. And all the times you brought me through, thank you. I just want to say, Father, thank you.
When I was lonely and needed someone to hold me, you were beside me. When my nights got cold and lonely, oh, you never let me down when all would count on you to see me through. I'm telling you that you are the reason I'm alive.
Let me hear you say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
La, la.
Thank you.
La, la.
If you want it,
la, la, la.
When my nights are cold and lonely, whoa,
you never let me down when no one could be found. I always count on you to see me through. I'm telling you, hey, you're the reason, Jesus, I'm alive and breathing.
Hallelujah.
To me, you gave your love, and now my life, it has new meaning.
Listen.
Because of your greatness,
I can see your face.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.